911, right? Beginning the visit with John Turner with Rick. This is at lunch, 19th of October, 72. Channel 1, right? And beginning of the visit with John Turner with Rick. Thursday at lunch, 19th of October, 72. John 1, right? Beginning the visit with John Turner with Rick. Thursday at lunch, 19th of October, 72. John 1, right? Beginning the visit with John Turner with Rick. Thursday at lunch, 19th of October, 72.
So still, I'm glad that breeze kicked up.
It rained up. You want to put that other man groove, shall we?
Close
to here? Out from Hawthorne, like you're going to Valesky there, about 4 miles out from Hawthorne.
Where's that?
Right there, 4 miles from Hawthorne. You know where I was working the mangrove? Well, what a run all down, it rained out there. Look like it done for signals.
Enough to help it?
Sir? Oh, yeah, sir. That ground good and wet.
Is that right?
It sure did. A good rain was over there.
Well, maybe he didn't need it as bad as we do.
No, he didn't. He didn't need no rain that bad. That's where he is. No, sir, he sure didn't.
Well, you say it rained more over there
in
that area?
It rained good over there. Must have been the night before last, because when I went over there, it was wet, man. I mean, looked like somebody. I mean, if it had been irrigating the grove out of clear, they wouldn't have done that, though.
Well, they say some, like Gainesville, they say Gainesville got a lot more rain than we do.
Yeah.
You think they do?
I most know they do. Around them lakes, though, it rain around them lakes. You know, over here, where this man grew, he got lakes all around it.
Yeah. Well, that's right. And you don't have no lakes over where you live.
Not nothing hardly, but old Perea back then, it dried up. They call it the Meta Perea.
Yeah.
It's dried up.
Well,
no water.
What happened to it?
Dry river. Got that canal now, it got a little water in it, in the canal, where they had that canal.
But they didn't know if they had to do any good.
No, sir. They had to try to water something or irrigate out of it, it'd soon dry it.
It wouldn't last any time, would it?
No, sir.
How big is the prairie? 100 acres?
It's about 60 acres.
That's big enough.
About 60 acres per year.
Well, that'll hold right smart.
It's run from the railroad, from where that, where you cross the railroad going to Fort McCoy. It run from there down where that man sits up in that tower. That's why, and from one road to the other one.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
And it used to hold more water than it does now?
Yo, it did. It ain't got none now, hardly.
Well, what do you think has happened to it, John?
Dry river. It dried up. It done that once before and then pulled back up. After it started in the raining.
Well, it'd take a right from out of rain, really.
About 3 or 4 days of hard, good rain. Have it so wet here on your place, I don't reckon you could go out through there.
That's right.
You got a bad spot in that field back there.
I wonder what that is.
I don't know. That plow get there and you can, don't care how I hold it down, it's going to rise up. Must be a lime rock pit under there somewhere.
Yeah. Flint,
a
little flint.
That's right.
And it comes up to the surface. Ordinarily, yes. They stay down under the ground.
That's right. Did you ever try to go up in that gate with that cutaway behind that tractor? You ever tried to go up in that gate?
That's up on a hill.
Your tractor won't go up that hill with that cutaway behind it.
Is that right?
In that gate?
Yeah.
You didn't know that, did you?
No.
Man, that tractor got up on the two back wheels and went right around toward that tree.
Is that right?
You know what I had to do?
Get Rick down there to sit on the front end?
You didn't guess what? You never guess what I done to go in that gate. I couldn't go in that gate straight up there with that cutaway behind there.
Back then.
He got me. I turned around and backed it up there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You didn't want to go through that gate on two wheels.
No, and it was time to go into the tree too, you know.
Yeah.
I said, I just want to do. I backed up and got out there and turned around and backed it up there. I said, mm-hmm.
Well, you know, they say tractors, anybody can ride a tractor and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
But tractors get you every now and then.
Yeah, you're right.
Now, the woman that lived here before I did, Miss Boyles, you may have known her.
I heard a heap of talk over Miss Bowles.
Yeah. Well, she used to be over at the truck stop.
Yes.
And thing. Well, sir, her tractor turned over on her down there one time.
Nobody could.
And nobody here.
Hmm?
And she finally got out, scratched out and everything, and went over there to Miss Bessie's.
Not a clear.
And Mag was there then. Mag Jackson. Did you know Mag?
She always heard her name a whole lot. My mama used to talk about her.
What'd she say?
About Miss Mag Jackson.
What'd she say?
She knows all the Jacksons. She used to go to school with some of them.
Yeah.
I believe that some of them from over there too. Miami Jackson, Katherine Jackson, Julia Jackson, Dia Jackson, all of them. They used to keep them over there to sister.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now she's the only one I ever knew.
Mm-hmm.
Was they all mean?
Mm-mm. They're pretty good people.
In a mean sort of way.
Well, them over there have never been that way. I don't know. That might be a different crew of them.
Well, you know, she's a big talker.
Yeah, yeah.
Her and Miss Boyles used to run around. And Miss Boyles got over there and she said, I heard her telling about it. First thing when I ever come down to this country.
Mm-hmm.
She says Miss Boyles was, she says she was... Her hat was off and her hair was all down and her dress was all dirty.
Mm-hmm.
Where she'd gotten caught into that tractor and she had to scratch out.
You were right.
Did you ever run anything like that?
No, I wasn't. That's the only thing. I was waiting if you went red up and turned over on a boy, the one man one day driving.
Oh.
And broke his leg. And he stayed under there till somebody come and got it off him.
Mm.
I was out there in the field, but I didn't know he was under there myself. I was over in the other field. And we stayed there till that evening. The man come along with the truck to pick us up, to carry us home. And he didn't lay under there. He told us how long he had been under there. He couldn't get out. His leg broke. Right up and fell over on him and broke his leg.
Mm.
Still on him.
And you couldn't see him?
No, they had me over in the other field. But it like broke his leg. He was working for Mr. What's his name? Waterley. Billy Lee. You know him?
No.
He the one used to have all them big tractors, them big John Deere, and used to break land for folks. See out there about Buzzard Roost, they call it.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's been some time?
That's been about 6 years ago, I'm
married. Was that all?
Mm-hmm.
Joe Lee.
Billy Lee. Waterley. You know Mr. Hooker, don't you? Mr. Hooker? You know Mr. Hooker on the four lane going in Old Killer on the left? Very clear.
That's
out
of my territory.
He still used to raise tomatoes on the sale lane thing, watermelon and all of that. Mr. Hooker.
Oh yeah, the farm.
Yeah, Hooker's farm.
Yeah.
Now that man would break that land that I was telling you about, but that boy was driving tractor for his bloody leg broke. He stayed right across from him. So when you get to Mr. Hooker, you get the road, you come up this, go in there and go right back to the man's house, what I'm telling you about. He the meal man, no. He carried the meal.
Oh.
His daddy used to be a big produce man. Drive a semi and deliver stuff to the stores. And I think he finally quit.
Well, you know, if you hit it right, and if you haven't got your mind on it, it don't take much of a little ditch to turn you over.
You ain't joking. It don't.
Now, with that cutting hair, it'd be kind of hard to turn you over with that.
That's right, it would.
Especially if it's down.
That's right. It sure would be hard way to do it that way.
Yeah. But some things will hold you on the ground, some won't.
That's right.
But you've been going up that hill fast.
Nah. I was going up the hill. I didn't make it. I said, well, if you're going to do that, I know what to do. I'll turn you around and back here for you now.
That's just too steep there.
I asked him, do he want to drive it up that hill?
Yeah. What did he say?
He said he don't believe he want to drive.
Yes. You know, that tractor, them front wheels, it got weights on them.
Sure is. I look at it.
But it won't hold that much, will it?
No, sir. That diff more heavier.
Yeah. And then it hold up in the air there, and it's got so much...
Yeah, it's got to take advantage of you when the tractor already up.
Yeah.
Uphill, and it's down there.
Yeah.
It takes advantage of you.
Yeah, you got so much such leverage on you.
Mm-hmm.
You can't...
That's sort of like when you're prying up something, you've got to put the block where you can put enough leverage on it to lift it, don't you want?
Yeah.
If you ain't got it high enough, you won't lift the car up and you put a prize up, you know what I mean? Put a block in.
Yeah. Yes, sir. John, what happened to your truck?
My boy got the motor out of it. My son, I let him got the motor out of it. Putting a car just like that on the old shed there.
Yeah.
And when he got through with that, he drove it. Got so it didn't have no brakes on it, he parked it in the yard. It run us as good as it ever, but there ain't no brakes on it. It needs brakes put on it, that car. It's just like the one you got on the shed.
Yeah.
That's it. So he went and bought him a Mustang. When that Mustang, and that's what he drives now, and told me so I can have the car back now. He done ruined my truck. He done cut all the things out of the inside with register and everything and took the steering wheel out of it. Took the front end on it. I told him if he hadn't done all that, I gotta put the motor back in my truck.
What do you want to cut all that out for with a steering wheel?
They've got to change that old car and put a straight axle on it. You know, you've seen them like that, I reckon. And never did do it. Never did put it on it.
So you ain't got much truck left, have you?
No, it ain't no good to me, that ain't. Of course, the man where I worked for yesterday told me, he gotta give me that truck he got today, he gotta give it to me. International, about 58 or 59 international.
Run.
I carry him off, ain't it? Came to all the Old Kelly and all the Umatilla and all about and haul oranges on it. He said, won't have to be inspected till the middle of next year. No more.
Yeah.
And got the new tag on and everything. He told me he'll call me tonight and let me know when to come get it. They're going to give it to me and sign it over to me.
How about that?
Yes, sir.
Why, John? I never heard of anything like that.
He said, he's really going to give it to me. He told me that yesterday. You got to buy him a new one. You got to give it to me. There's got to be a gift. I'm going to give it to you. I told him I sure thank you. I needed the whole trash off in that house. That old car can't carry enough on it to do no good.
Oh, you can't do much hauling in a car, can you?
No, sir. You can't.
You get stuff in the trunk. You use the trunk?
Yeah, that's right. Sometimes put some stuff in the back of the car and then can't carry nothing enough to do no good.
I don't like that back. It's hard to get it in now, isn't it?
It sure is.
My disposition ain't too good as it is.
No, that's it.
Having to put up with all that stuff.
Yeah, good. Well, I sure think y'all only enjoyed my dinner, though. What's next on the reel?
John, you get me all geared up. You see, about time I sit down here and rest a minute, you get me going again.
Yeah.
Well, you go out there and turn a few hand springs and exercise.
Yes, you're right.
You're used to just
wake.
Keeping on.
Just wake, just wake. I reckon that's what's the matter with me now.
Yeah, well, I must have done more work than you have, because I'm burnt out. I burn out quick.
And I wake that railroad a long time, and then I wake in the poke wood. I used to haul that poke wood. Me and one old boy hauled 18 loads in one day. $3 a load. We had to divide the $3 between us.
Yeah.
We hauled 18 loads one day, and every time I'd move, the big knot would catch me. Cramp. I ain't done that no more. I told him, buddy, you had to get somebody else to haul wood with you. You're killing me. I couldn't eat no supper that night. Went home, couldn't eat. Couldn't eat the next morning. I wouldn't go to work the next day. Couldn't wait. It's like McKimmy that day, helping him haul 18 loads of poke wood.
Yeah.
Load it and haul it.
Yeah. Loaded it.
Had to pick it up with your hand then. They see the got thing on these trucks now. They hook around it and lift it with that thing on the truck.
Yeah.
Or winch.
Somebody.
But we didn't have nothing but our hands.
Somebody loads it for you. All you do is set in the camp. Yeah,
that's right. But it ain't like that now. I mean, when we come along, it's like that now. But when we come along, we had to lift it up. Yes, sir.
18 loads.
We was down the early place they call the early bridge.
Yeah.
Was hauling about putting here to that road out there. That's all the foot we had to haul about putting here to that road out there so you get to that graded road.
Oh.
Just go around that hammock and get it and catch that point. So we wasn't loading no car box, we was throwing it off in Paul's. Didn't have no car boxes, they couldn't get none hardly at that time. You know that was the time and they couldn't hardly get no car boxes.
During the war?
Yeah, that's right. Couldn't hardly get no boxes. So they piled it there on the ground until they got some. Everywhere was short of cars. We didn't have no cars.
Well, that made you handle it extra time.
Yeah, but when we put it all on the ground, we didn't have no more to do with it. He'd hire folks to go there and take it and put it on them things.
Yeah.
All we'd do is roll it off in that big paw, man. Just run up there and take our sticks out the back and that binder.
Yeah.
And just let it back up to the paw and just pile it off. Go get another load. But when we had to put it in them boxes now, we couldn't haul that many no kind of me. When you had to put it in them car boxes.
Yeah.
See, they didn't have no racks. Nothing but them old closed-in cars. We had to tote that wood back up in there and stack it. Inside them old cars was like the whole watermelon in. Yeah. I've been through some, man.
Yeah.
I've been through with some.
Not much there back in there either.
Yeah, no joke. When I got through doing that, I moved to Orlando. You know where Orlando?
Heard of it.
And they had a big old slew down there. They were cutting cross tires out there, and I'd snake out cross tires. One day, I fell in a gator hole, and the thing went over my head, man. In a gator hole, trying to snake tires around the edge of a pond to get them out. You was paying a 50 cent a tire to get them out. I'd pull four till I get close from here to, I'd about say that track to here. And then I had to leave them and pull one at a time to try to get it to the hill where the truck could pick it up. Then through it.
I never was in a gator hole.
Yeah, I fell in one. Yeah, sure.
Over your head.
Yes, and that fell in a hole out there, man. I'm telling you the truth, that thing scared me then.
But do I know nobody in it besides you?
No, I told them, I said, hey, man, there's a hole down there, and they all would go around from then on. I call myself going the easy way, you know, where them tires would float. I'm in that hole, that was the fastest way, but I bet you one thing, I didn't go through there no more.
Oh, you were just pushing them across there.
Yeah.
Where they'd float.
That's right.
And that's where the gator hole was.
That's right. They'd go around the edge, you see, and I'm going through there where the water is, I could make them float easy. Found out that hole was there, I didn't go through there no more.
Cross tires float?
Yeah, man, they float. They wouldn't sink. You hold on to them, they ain't gonna sink.
Yeah. got all that tar in them.
That's right, but they won't sink. Floats right on the top of the water.
They used to think that railroad wreck was hard work.
It used to be. It used to be hard work, but it ain't nothing to it now. They got machinery to do all the work.
Well, what is so hard about it, John?
You had to do everything by hand, lift it and everything.
Well, you had 6 men with you every time.
Yeah, but man, yes. That was weak right on, I'll tell you that. It is weak. Long me then. But now, like when they go to raise the track, why, you ain't got no problem, no. They just got something go right in the middle of them tires and cut them right down the middle of the track. Slide that in out and that in out. You see how they cut them tires now, don't you?
Yeah.
And got something go right down that track and let's cut them tires. Let's cut them in two. Half in two.
And then how they get the steeples out, the railroad spikes, how they get them out?
They got something to get them out.
Oh,
run right along that track, yeah.
You don't have to go along and do it yourself.
Just hook that thing down and just pull them out. They got a machine to do that, all of that. Got machines for all that stuff now, man. Ain't no more hard work out there on the railroad.
Yeah.
Now the time I ought to be working there while it done got easy.
how'd you all get them out?
With them hammers and them things, them old iron bars would pull them out. That's the way we got them out.
Well, what was wrong with that?
We had a heap of work to do. See, like that machine they got there, man, it'll pull them out for about a mile or 2 miles right quick. You'd be working yourself, man, you'd be waked down. Especially in the summertime now, that's the time it's hot out there. And that rail be hot, and the sun be hot.
And them rocks will be hot.
And you ain't no way for you to go. You can't go out there in the shade. You got to stay up there and work.
Yeah, ain't no shade close by, is it?
No, not close to that railroad. Don't go in the shade there. Yeah, just keep at it.
Well, but the thing of it is, you see, there was so many, they never did work one or two men. It's always a whole gang of fellas.
Yeah, but they wouldn't get too many. Let me see, I think the gate which we had was 8 men, 8 to 10. Had a swing man, I think, made the 10. 9 in that section crew.
Yeah.
And the one that was a swing man made 10. See, each one of them would have a day off.
Yeah.
And like, I'll be off today, another be off tomorrow. I'll be back. Then the next day, they'd be back, and another be off the next day.
Oh.
Every one of them had a day off.
Oh, that's where they died.
Yes. Call that to have a swing man.
Well, was that the hardest thing you done, take them cross ties out?
No, I mean, they go to raise the track. That's the time, the hard time. Living that heavy steel, that's real. You know what on them rails, you know what one of them will weigh, don't you?
I hate to think.
It'll be about 100 pounds at a foot.
Yeah,
that's something else, that long railroad iron, real.
Yeah.
You won't pick that up either.
That's solid.
Solid steel.
Solid.
Steel. Solid steel.
Yeah. You know, I could use a little piece off of one.
Yeah, sure.
Just to have that hit things on.
That's right. That's like an annual.
Yeah, but you can't get one anymore.
You sure can't.
I don't know where to go to get it.
No. Yes, sir, they sure.
Well, you still know the railroad people now, don't you?
The man I used to work under, he did, Mr. Seeley. Seeley Adams. Mr. Seeley. He stayed over there to Citroen, he moved from there to O'Killa, and he died. He's a section foreman out there, he always.
Yeah, where?
Yeah. Out there to Citroen. Then the first place I worked was the Lake Placid, under Mr. Kenny. I don't know where he is. I ain't been down there in some time. That's where I got the first Social Security card I got.
Yeah.
Right there. Lake Placid.
Well, you had, you weren't on the railroad. You could ride on the railroad.
That's right. Yeah, you could go and didn't have to call pay nothing to ride on the train.
Gee whiz.
Calls me out. Let me see. That was in 1937 when I got that Social Security card.
Yeah.
1937.
Yeah. Well, now, where'd you go on the train?
I wasn't going to be able to come home to Citra sometime from down to Lake Placid. But then I was waking on this one, I never did go. I had no way to go. Down there to Citra. I didn't have no place to go. These kids let us go to Jacksonville sometime on there, but that's about all. Go to that big house up there in Jacksonville they got and get, you could see the light or buy watches and anything you wanted to buy like that in there, and you didn't have to pay all for it right there. And I said, didn't want big house they had there.
Railroad had it?
Yeah, in Jacksonville.
I never heard. I didn't know the railroad had
anything. It sure did. Yes, sir. It sure did. Headed right there to Jacksonville. That was the closest one to us, too, to Jacksonville.
Well, now, them railroad watches, that was what everybody wanted.
They sure did. They was buying them, too. I bought one and then let the thing got broke all up and I put it in the shop and the man said he couldn't find nothing to fix it. I don't know whether the man this was fooling me to be out there selling the watch or what. I believe that what he done.
Yeah.
I'll give you so much for it, but I can't find the parts to fix it.
Well, what good did it do him?
No, he knew he could have found something to fix it. I think he just wanted that watch.
Yeah. So he got a watch for a little or nothing?
$35. A watch cost about $80-something.
Gee
whiz. That was a long time and things was cheap, you know.
Yeah.
But no, you wouldn't buy one of them watches for that, no.
Well, that's an expensive watch anytime,
John.
That's
right. That's right. A Hamilton or Elgin.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't just something.
No, one of them big ones you put in your pocket. That's the kind you'd buy. You wouldn't buy them wristwatches. You'd buy them what you put in your pocket. You know, in the little pocket.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Click
on? That's right.
That's right. I hadn't seen one that long time.
You're right.
I'd like to have one of them. The one some of them they had was pretty thick.
It sure was. They're heavy too.
Yes.
It sure was heavy.
But then it seems like they got so they made them thinner.
They did. They really did. Now you get one eye that's as light as a ton of wood. It looks like it's thin. It ain't thick.
Yeah.
It sure is.
I remember my grandfather died in 1917.
Yes, sir.
And he had this big old gold-plated watch. And it was a great big old thick thing.
Yes, sir.
But now you see, I don't know how long he had it. He'd had it all his life, I guess.
Sure.
So it went way back. See, yeah. That he died in 1917.
Yes, sir.
And he'd had it 50 years, but at least by then. He's 85 years old.
Yes, for sure, right.
No, I take it back. He's 80.
Yeah. Yeah, he's about the age my mother is now. My mother, 80, about 84 or 85. 84 her last birthday, I think it was.
She live over there?
Yes, sir. Right there next door to me. About 12 here to your last barn out there from where I stay. My mother. Mm-hmm.
She get around?
Yes, she get up and get around. She feed some old ducks and worry with them. We try to get her to sell them old ducks and quit worrying with them. She won't do it. She just sit there and worry around with that old, them old ducks. Got two or three pear trees there. People come worry and buy them little pears from them.
Oh, really?
Yes.
How are your pigs?
All my
pigs.
Lost all the pigs but one.
Oh, down to one now.
I got some old big hogs, but all the little pigs died but one.
Yeah.
All but one.
What happened to them?
I really don't know. I don't know what happened to them pigs. I'll just tell you. God. But a fella told me the other day, he said, I should have taken them pigs away from their mother, and their mother beat them other hog,
yeah.
Put them in a pen to the self and fed them to the self.
Yeah.
I'm a big hog to live on them and kill them and mash them and things.
Yeah.
That would happen to a heap of me, saying. Squeeze them between them and thing, you know, when they lay down.
Yeah.
He said, that's what happened. That's what a fight fella told me.
Oh, yes. You've got to have these places now when the pigs are small. You've got to have boards up there.
Yeah.
Where the, you know, where the old hog lays down and she won't squeeze him.
That's right. That's what he said.
But I never had anything like that.
Yes, well, that's what happened to them, I believe. I believe that would kill them all.
Oh, we lost a lot of pigs.
Yes.
We never did pay attention to them, you know.
Yeah. And that spike fella told me, he said, always when your pig gets by the muddle, right at a mother wolf, you take them from the pit of other hogs and put them in the pen to yourself and feed them and worm them and you raise good hogs.
Yeah.
And I just had them there and fed them. Yeah. Used to just raise every one the hog would have, every one she'd have, I'd raise them. They'd live anyhow. But now they don't do it.
You worked with these fellows over here, haven't you? This, who was it, Rick? We all went to the store the other day.
Mr. Wood?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was with Mr. Woods. Mr. Woods was run the post office. I worked with his son for years. Planting that stuff out there on Pine Acres Ranch.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I was there the year he made the $35,000 cash money.
$35,000. On watermelons?
Okra and peanuts. And watermelons. He had all that planted out there.
On that old light sanded
land? That old light sanded land going across the Citra on the right, they have to pass that Pereira on the right.
And you was working with him down there?
Yeah, sure. Pick peanuts. Me and my children used to pick 25 and 30 crates of peanuts a day. That's my family. Mm. And had all them other folks in the field. Man, that man had made some money back then, them woods. Had a patch of black eyed peas there long about this time of the year, and man, that man mopped up some money. He sure did. After the other stuff got all white, he planted a big patch of black eyed peas, man. They made good.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
And it come in at the right time.
Yes, sir. Some man over there got something on going out from Island Grove, down a quarter of a crate, and you pick them and punish the crate. Black eyed peas.
Yeah.
But I ain't got a chance to go out there yet. My sister been out there and got some.
Oh, you pick them.
Yeah, you pick them.
And finish the crate.
And you get down a quarter.
Uh-huh.
Out there to that man, out there to Island, go to Island Grove and go like you're going on that celery farm out there.
Uh-huh.
What happened to that old celery farm?
They're still working out there. Every year, they're getting ready now to plant, getting it land and things fixed now.
What they do, lease it to some different fellow?
Different fellow lease it, yeah, that's just what it is. Fellow from Bradenton leased it for so many years. Now another fella got it. I don't know how long he got it for.
They keep it till they go broke, I guess.
Yeah, you know who that land was belonging, don't you?
Huh?
You know who that land used to be belonging, who dreamed that place, don't you?
Yeah.
Who?
The old man,
You could call it.
Yeah, what is the man's name? He was a...
Senator Shan.
Shan.
Yeah, that's it. Now, your daddy the one dreamed that place.
Oh,
his daddy. They had old Model A cars. You remember them old Model A's?
Yeah.
And he put wheels on the like was on them old Fordson tractors, them old iron cleat wheels. That's what he put on there to go across that muck. Them other things would get stuck. But he put that on. That's what he put on them old Model A's, and he'd go all across that muck in that. Uh huh. It wouldn't get stuck. See, with them cleat wheels like old Fordson tractors.
Yeah.
That's what he put on the back on the rear end part of it. Them kind of wheels. And when he'd get out to the muck with his car, when he'd get there, he'd go into the shade and get in that and go right on across that muck. Yes, sir. A man, Shan. I never will forget him.
What do you know?
Now, that was his daddy.
Yeah.
His daddy the one dreamed that.
Yeah. And he put celery in.
Yes, no. He planted pole beans and all other kind of stuff out there on that muck. He didn't plant no celery. This man would come along and release it from him. He meant to plant the celery out there. They'd have pole beans. Now this time of the year, we'd be picking pole beans out there. Run up them corn stalks, and man, them beans would be that long. It wouldn't take long to full a crate.
Foot long.
Yeah, man, wouldn't take long to full a crate. Them pole beans.
Oh man.
That was money. He made money with them pole beans and all. Cabbage and all that other stuff he raised out there. See, he raised all that kind of stuff. And okra, he couldn't get it. He raised so much okra out there, he couldn't get it. That's yes, sir.
So picking beans like that is spoil
you. Yeah, they'll stand right up and pick beans up the corn stalks all day.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
That's squatty. You get so you wouldn't want to take any of these little squatty things.
No, it's all right. Pulled me.
Isn't okra hard to pick, John?
It'll eat you up. Yeah, that thing will eat you up. Okra eat a hole in your hand. I have to pick it till my fingers all just be bleeding. You had to put on a rubber glove to pick that stuff. Be sure you got on a rubber glove and keep it on while you're working in it. If you got a sore anywhere, a little scratch on you, and that okra get in, it'll eat you up. That stuff is eat.
Well, that's not that little piece you eat won't eat you up.
Yes, it will. That little piece that you break off of there, that's what they'll eat. Yes, sir.
I'll be damned.
It's sticky.
Sting you, yeah, uh-huh. It's sting.
Sting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, now, you don't want to grow okra. You want to put in some peanuts.
Yeah, that's the thing. Bring the money right quick. And you don't be worried to death with it all the time.
And not much to it.
No. You pull a peanut and pick the peanut off and you're through with that. Unless you want the vine or something for a cow or a horse or something, they generally save them for horses and cows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'd love to raise peanuts with somebody.
Yes.
And me take the vine and them take the peanuts.
Yes, that's sure right. It sure be some good vines. We were picking here 2 weeks ago. I had to put his vine. They just let them lay on the ground. They don't never pick them up.
Yeah.
But one man we picked for, he got some kind of, what you call this thing now? It made up like a, some kind of old trailer. And you put them peanut vines in there and it just whoo, and mashing together. And laid in a flat pile and go set it off. Made up in the shape of about like a big old washing machine or a deep freezer. But it'd be a big paw, but it shaped up like that, and it just leave it right in the field, and it got a sort of slope on the top of it, and just set it right down in the field, and just leave it right there. Don't care how much it rain, it won't ruin them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, really. Call it a press or something.
I never. Well, I'd love to see something like that.
I'll tell you who got it. The Jerry Bonds. Jerry Bonds. Yeah. That Mr. Jock Lyle's son-in-law. You remember them Lyle's?
Where are they?
They live down near far. One of them, and the other live over the Zuba. The Rogers Lows.
Yeah.
And Mr. Jock Low live over there where I stay near.
Yeah.
Them right. Brothers. One of them used to be a road man, and the other used to be the constable.
Yeah.
Yeah. They really got to accept that thing. His son-in-law, the one, got that presser. Man, now that's something. That thing go right along through the field and just get them peanut vines and get them in there and just push them together and cramp them together. Leave it in the paw sort of sloped in the top like that and
yeah.
Set it right down in the field.
Yeah.
And there's some peanut vines going in that thing before they set it down.
Yeah.
It do hay the same way. A compressor. Do hay the same way. Like that stuff you had cut out there, you would have got that up and bale it. Press it up in a press. It wouldn't bale it, but you know, press it up.
Yeah. Oh, gee whiz. You know, if a fella kept up, he could find out these things and...
Yeah, you ain't joking.
Wouldn't waste anything, would he?
You sure right. You got a soda water can?
Soda water?
You know, I went to a place yesterday that got by me. My wife seen a pocketbook up there and a hat. The hat and the pocketbook were the same color and the same, looked the same, you know.
Yeah.
Then another over here was the same. Had a blue one, a pink one, a white one, and a red one. And she asked my wife, what you reckon that made out of? My wife said, looked like a Clorox bottle. She said, that's what it made out of, Clorox bottles. Said, they don't throw in nothing now. And it got some crochet and stuff around that. You couldn't tell what it was.
Yeah.
You look at it. And you notice the thing on your eyes, your eyeglass, the glens.
Yeah.
After the eye, the glens going out, they take that and make something out of it. They don't throw in nothing no more. Take a Coca-Cola can, them cans of Coca-Cola you get out the store, make a little chair and sit on the shelf, them make chairs out of it.
ahead.
Yes, sir. She said they don't throw away nothing.
You seen that? You seen that?
The Hawthorne. You know where Hawthorne?
Yeah.
If you're going in from this side, you'd go in from Micanopy and go in and you get the Hawthorne, then you turn back to your right like you're going to Jacksonville.
Yeah.
And look on your right hand side, that big building right there. They got all kind of stuff in there, you wouldn't know what it is. And say that stuff they pick up out the dump. They don't throw away nothing no more.
Well, you go right by there.
Yeah, so then I'll be going to work for the other man. But I hadn't ever stopped and looked in there, you know. It's Antique.
Yeah.
You get things out of the dump too, don't you?
Yeah, I get them beer cans and things and sell them. I ain't know you could make chairs, little chairs and things would sit up on your dresser or your shelf roll or something. I didn't know you could make that out of them.
Now they sell beer cans.
That's right. Them aluminum ones. They get paid 10 cents a pound for them. 10 cents a pound.
What else do you got out? Can you get?
I get them beer cans. And sometimes you find a little piece of copper wire or something down there. That's about all I get down there. But I see people down there picking up all that other stuff. Them old milk cartons. I see them giving them up. You say sell them too. But I ain't had no way to haul all that kind of stuff. I just get a few of them beer cans and I'm going. A little piece of copper if I find it down there.
Yeah.
All that iron and stuff, I can't ain't got no way to carry. I'll leave it right there.
You know, one of the nice things I have found, I went out there to the place this side of Gainesville then.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they put the bulldozer is covered up if you don't get there. And the man had just been there from the carpenter shop.
Yeah.
And he had all sorts of nice, ends that he'd cut off. And
sure,
all, like that, all sorts of things.
Yeah, sure.
And I know what became of all that.
Sure.
But I had a whole load of that. He had unloaded it, and I come along and loaded it.
Sure, right. Yes, sir.
And you know, them little things is costly. You can't find them.
You're sure right. You can.
And that's all that fresh wood you see is not hard. You can drive a nail in.
That's right.
I used to wonder when I was growing up, I'd see the members of the carpenters, they wouldn't use any of that old lumber.
You're sure right.
Always wanted some fresh pine, things like that. And I thought to myself, well, isn't that wasteful?
Sure right.
But you just try. You see, I hadn't tried to drive a nail in that old cure.
That's right. Yes, sir.
About the only way you can do it is get your drill
and punch it up, punch a hole in it twice.
Punch a hole in it twice.
Yes, sir.
Or else you even crack the wood.
That's right. Sure right.
John, Mr. Old Man Crosby. Now he was a pretty nice fella.
He sure was.
He loved to make them speeches.
That's right, and he wouldn't let nobody go hungry if he could help it. He'd give everybody a job. He don't care who would come, he'd give them a job.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be much money sometime, but he had some bread to eat.
Yeah.
He sure didn't turn them down. He was working from Reddick, Hawthorne, Farr, Anthony, Micanopy, Fort McCoy.
Now that was back when hard times was hard.
That's right.
See, he died in 1940 around there.
That's right.
When did you know him? In the 30s?
I knew him way back when I was 1917. About 1917.
That's
I was
why.
Big enough to know him then. I was a little boy.
You're big enough to know him?
I was born 1912.
But you was big enough to know him?
Yes, sir. My mama used to watch for him. No long in that time, they didn't have nothing but tubs and washboards and the old big boil pots.
Yeah.
They'd dip the clothes on and they'd have a punch stick.
Yeah.
My mama used to wash for them.
Yeah.
She'd go around and wash for folks, and that was one of her wash days. She had a certain day to go there and a certain day to go another place. And had a old pump, I'd go pump the water in and put in the tubs for her.
Yeah.
Build a fire around the pot. And that was my job, would be over for that day.
And you'd start her off?
Yeah, sir. Pump all our tubs of water and everything, get all of them full.
Yeah.
Had to use a bucket. Didn't have no however you could run a hose there and run the water in there. You had to pump it and tow it and pour it over in there.
Yeah.
And in the boil pot and all.
You had that long, well...
That's right. Rump, rump, rump. Oh, pump, not a pump. Oh, man.
Yeah.
And you were 5 or 6 years old.
Yeah, well, I was about 6 and 8 and 9, and I got pretty good. I went to go into school then, and some days Mama wouldn't have me with him when I had school time.
Yeah.
But we didn't get but 3 months school then. 3 months, what we got.
Yeah.
3 months in school.
Well.
That's old.
They get too much now.
They get to you hands over. Get all of it. Look at that.
Yeah.
We got them 3 months in school, and from that on, we had to wait.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. But now the children go to school all the time.
Yeah.
Then go sometime in the night.
Yeah.
Is it clear they got this? I mean some kind of play. I mean some kind of this. I mean that.
Yeah.
No one has time to do nothing to the house.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, no. No. And after the school, they discourage it.
That's right.
Being useful around the house.
That's right.
Don't they discourage it?
Ain't no joke. Ain't no gender.
Well, how are you going to bring your children up to know how to work?
That's
huh?
what I want to know. Those them of mine, I told them the other evening, I said, see all that weeds and thing out there? I want all that cut out and in a palm, you know. We didn't y'all come from school. So they started on it day before yesterday, and yesterday evening they played off. Yeah. Daddy, we going out, we just got half of singing at. I said, okay. I said, y'all done forgot your job, didn't you? No, so we ain't forgot it. I said, well, you didn't do it.
Yeah.
I said, you didn't forget it, but you didn't do it. So they said, the evening they come in, they said, they gonna work on that yard and get it cleaned up.
You don't go to singing anymore, do you?
No, sir, I don't know how that will go.
But you used to all the time.
Yeah, sir.
I bet you
know.
Used to sing, John.
Yes, well, I sure did. I used to sing in a quartet with my sister and 2 or 3 more girls. A quartet we had. We used to sing to my goodness alive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and then you just let up on it.
Yeah, I quit. Yeah, I got older, it looked like. I just don't care to be going around singing. We used to sing that song about this train don't care no sinners. This train. This train ain't no care, no sinner, no big fish you eating little dinner. Lord, Lord, this thing. We used to sing that thing.
How'd you go?
I didn't hear that, John.
This train ain't no ride, no sinner, this train.
How'd the tune go?
This train ain't no ride, no sinner, this train, through my Lord. This train ain't no ride, no sinner, no big fish you eating little dinner. Lord, Lord, this train. Then we put the other part in. We said, this train ain't no ride, no poker, this train. This train I ride no pokers, no snuff dippers in the back of smokers. This train, do my Lord, this train. Yes,
well, let me
that.
Tell you, this fella that's got a little trailer over there, his name is Cook.
Yeah.
Cookie we call
him. You're right.
His whole family sing.
Yes, sir, I declare.
They go out there at Johnson School and sing.
Yeah, I declare.
They go up West Virginia where they come from and sing.
Yeah.
And where they go, they sing. They got 4 or 5 girls.
Yeah, sure.
The boy, but the boy doesn't sing.
Sure.
And I've heard him.
Yeah, sure.
And they go to these singing all the time.
Yeah, sure.
But you don't get in on it.
No, sir. I got out of it. My children go to it all the time. Now they can sing them too. They won a contest, you know, 2 weeks ago. They won the contest and got all that money for the. They got to build a church. They got to build a new church. They say.
Oh, they do that at the church.
Yeah. They're getting out. They're running a. They put up the other churches and things against them. And the one with raise the most money, the one with gonna get the prize, you know, they're gonna give them a prize out of it. And I'm telling waiting for that church. They're waiting to get a church built.
Yeah.
They got a little old lumber church, but they say they want a larger stone building.
Yeah.
So they say they're gonna get it. $10,800, what it'll cost them.
Woo!
Yeah.
For the church.
If they don't wait too long.
Yeah.
It'll cost him more.
But the man said to the headquarters, he got a headquarters in Jacksonville, he said he'll send them $500 to start them off. And they got about $1,200. A white lady died and said she wanted the church people to have so much money. Over there, the sister, Miss Clement. She said, give each one of the church people $500 a piece of that money she leaves. And they give it to them. They got that put up too. And the other churches, they got theirs, and they done used theirs, and they done put up a church. put up a church, one of the people is. Then the other one put up their church, now the other one putting up their church, and this the last one now, they're supposed to put up theirs.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that the woman over there? Well,
a white lady was used to run the biggest store in Citronelle. She died, and she told her brother-in-law and her brother's children to give each one of them churches $500 a piece of that money she left.
Yeah.
So I don't know how much money she leave, but she give that to all they give each church $500.
Well, that's nice, isn't it?
It sure was.
She was. Well, let me tell you, John, mm-hmm. The best singing I hear is right over here.
Yeah.
At this little Methodist church.
Yeah,
right here,
Everson. Yeah, sir.
And every now and then, you know, they'll have that male chorus.
Yeah, sir.
I don't know what they call it, but all these fellas from all around.
You.
And then they're not all Methodists and Baptists, a little of everything.
Yeah, so all of them come.
And they go from one church to another.
That's the way they do it over their home. They go from one church to another. Sunday they went to Gainesville. They went to Gainesville Sunday.
Yeah.
Now next Sunday they'll come to Citra. Then the next Sunday they go to Riddick's.
Yeah.
The next Sunday they go to O'Killer. And they just go from church to church. And sometimes they go to the Baptist church, the Methodist church, sanctified church, and all that. They go to all of them.
You know, a lot of people go to church to hear the singing. They don't go to hear the preaching.
That's right. Sure right.
Well, of course, they might go to hear both, but that's what they want
to hear.
It is fancy
that singing. That's right.
That singing.
Yes.
Well, now, I tell you, a lot of these preachers, I've run into some of them.
Yeah.
They can go right along with the singing.
Sure right. Yeah, sure.
They don't have to sit there and wait for that time to come.
Well, some of them are the best singers in the whole world.
They sure don't.
What church do you go to?
Church of God. Church of God. I used to be a Methodist, but my mother and my daddy joined the Church of God. I belong to the Church of God, too.
You followed your mother?
Yeah, so that was when we were little children, you see. They got in that church ever since we were small.
Yeah.
And carried us there, and I've been there ever since. All my children's there too now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, and that's a pretty good church over there where you are.
It sure is, yeah, so. Pretty good. They get along and do pretty good.
Well, what have they got the others don't have?
I don't know what some of them claim they got. These people that the other churches say they got good religion. The other people say they're sanctified. The others say they got the Holy Ghost. So it must be all of it is one, the way. Where you see any difference? If you got to serve the Lord, you got to serve Him. If you ain't, you got to serve the devil, ain't you? It ain't but two of them, is it? The devil's side and the Lord's side. So if you ain't on the Lord's side, you're on the devil's side. And if you ain't on the devil's side, you're on the Lord's side.
Yeah.
You can't get straddled the fence and say, I'm halfway here and I'm halfway there.
Yeah.
Because you can't do that. You got to be one or the other.
Yeah. Now, let me tell you, Don, mm-hmm. I won't coach you on this. Mm-hmm. I won't tell them who I've been talking to.
Uh-huh.
But now, these white folks, you go to church there once or twice.
Yeah.
And you just be glad you're black. Oh, they are so dull.
Yeah.
Oh, the way they talk and the way they sing, it just makes the old cow sick.
Yeah.
Once you go to one of these good churches.
Yo.
You're singing so much better.
You're right.
Oh, it's so much better.
You know, as a man say, when you go to church, as you said, he come go to hear the singing and go to hear some of them, go to see who got where to find his clothes.
Yeah.
Now, what's it you that? But when you go to church, you know what you're supposed to do? You know, don't you?
Yeah.
You're supposed to put your mind on nothing but the good Savior.
Yeah.
And keep your mind on Him and pray to Him. And what's never to be done, He'll do it.
Yeah.
That's right. But a heap of people don't look into that.
No.
Now, I believe in that. Now, I go with that. Because there ain't but one Savior. And one destroyer, and that's the devil.
Well, mm-hmm. I tell you.
Mm-hmm.
It makes a difference who's doing the preaching.
That's right. And if he ain't right, you can tell. If you're right, you can tell when he ain't right. You understand?
Yeah.
I have preached this. Some preachers can preach so good.
Yeah.
He'll make you think he is the Lord now.
Yeah.
And he's the worst devil you ever seen. I'm going to tell you that. He's the worst devil you ever seen. He do everything and tip around and everything else.
Yeah.
Now, that's what you call a he can preach good, though, now. I'll tell you the truth. So he can go on with it.
Yeah.
But he's still the devil. He's the devil.
And you run into
and if you join up truly converted and things, he said the spirit, know the spirit.
Yeah.
You know whether you're right or not. Nobody knows how to tell you.
Yeah.
You know that, didn't you?
Yeah.
You can tell me in a person right, and you can tell me in.
You can tell.
So,
but sometimes they take you in, don't they?
Mm-hmm, that's right.
You take. I've heard these fellows; they are so good when they talk.
Well, I know a preacher. He was a good man. Before I know about him, he's all right. I don't talk about people, but this preacher really can preach.
Yeah.
He bought us over in the called the grove in the fruit season. But man, he. What he, I see he do, I told him, I said, you shouldn't do that. You know, I ain't no preacher or nothing. I said, you shouldn't do that. He said, well, just best to do this, and you got to die anyhow. I see he drank so much of liquor till he gets so drunk, till he don't know where he is. And yet and still, now he can preach. You get me wrong. He'll make the people shout all over the church. But yet and still, he ain't right. He's the devil.
Yeah.
So, is that been on to tell you? Can a blind horse lead a blind horse?
Yeah.
No, a blind horse can't lead a blind horse. They both will fall into the pit.
Yeah.
So if you let that blind man carry the blind road. But if one used to get up in church and preach, said, don't do as I do. Do as I tell you to do.
Yeah.
And you will go to heaven. Don't do as I do. But do as I tell you to do. See, he know he was wrong when he was saying that.
Because
he know he's doing something wrong, see. Yeah. But there's a heap of people that don't watch them preaching and things like me. But now I ain't got this thing against this man. But that he hurting himself. He ain't hurting me. That's what I tell you about the drink.
Yeah.
Drink all he wants. He's a nice man. He don't pick at nobody. But he gets too much of that stuff in him. But he should, if he got to do that, you know what he should do? You know what he should do, don't you? He ain't saying nothing. You know what he should do if he got to do that, don't you?
Well, he ought to quit.
That's the best thing, but if he got to continue to drink it, go home and drink it and go to bed or something and go to sleep.
Oh, yeah.
And don't go out. In the
well, they don't want to go home and go to bed.
He's sure right. They tell me they don't want me to get that in and they tell me this. I hear a man say, man, I can't stay home and I'll get me a get the drink and I want to get out. I said, man, if you're going to drink, that's the best place for you. But they say it ain't. They want to be seen or something.
Well, it's too dull just sitting around the house when you're feeling good.
Yeah, I guess it is to
Now, you know, that's the way they used to do, John. Mm. That's the way they used to do.
Yeah.
But I didn't know you run into that much now.
Yeah, you run into it a long time to time. You run into it.
But you don't run into any moonshine.
Moonshine?
Yeah.
I ran a parlor the other day.
Don't tell me.
A man hired me to go to Starks. He said, I'll give you $8 to come into Starks, had my suitcase to the bus station. I said, you give me $8 and I'll finish the gas and go in your car. I said, oh, well, maybe I'll go carry him. My wife said, yeah, go ahead and carry the man. He got to Starks to the bus station. He said, turn right here. I said, how you say you're going to the bus station at your suitcase? It's a room around there where I used to stay. Going into the place and got his suitcase. Open your trunk. Put it in the trunk. Come on back. Got long there by Waldo. He said, I got to see the sheriff. I stopped. He went and paid the sheriff some money. He owed something he done up there or something. He paid the man, the sheriff, some money. In a store and sign a ticket. So that time, come on, got to my house. I said, man, I done made it back to my house. I didn't promise to carry no point. Go get your suitcase and bring it back for you to my house. Just let my suitcase stay here, you know? I said, you better carry your suitcase with you, because I don't know where I'll be when you get ready for your suitcase. That time, he come in the house and he opened his suitcase. When he opened that suitcase, what you reckon he had in there?
Moonshine.
Had about 4 gallons of moonshine in there, wrapped in clothes. man would have stopped me, I'd have been on the 10 gang. So that told me from now on, if I go to kill anybody, you want to tell me, let me see what you got in your suitcase, or tell me, don't you want to ride with me? Yeah, he brought it back from Starks. From Starks, Florida. That's where he sent it up there.
So,
sending that old stuff up there.
So, he just got you to take him up.
To get his suitcase, yeah. I ain't know that was in there. Man, that man would have sweared, I know. You know if the man would have stopped me and looked in there, he'd have sweared, I know that was in there.
Why, yeah.
And I ain't know nothing.
You couldn't have talked out of it.
No kind of reason. So I said, told my wife, I said, that's what I get for letting you tell me to go ahead and kill the man for the $8 and a little gas. I said, that's just enough to get you in the chain gang. Now, I don't haul that stuff for myself. I can haul plenty of it, but I don't bother that stuff. I'm scared of it. I ain't never bothered that kind of stuff hauling it. But he got by that time, but buddy, let me tell you, I don't care what people ask me to go get, I'm out looking at 40 feet in my car.
Well, I don't blame you.
That's a trick he pulled on me.
What? He one of your friends?
He was raised up with me. Old boy was raised up with me. I ain't never known him to do no such thing. Then he laughed by when he got there. Ha ha, you didn't know you had all of those, did you? I said, man, let me tell you one thing. I said, I ought to take me something and kill you. Yeah. He live over in Gainesville now. He
well,
live
over in Gainesville. When I haven't had the moonshine, well, I don't know, it's been a long time.
Yeah.
But I never did get out there where they're making it, but one time.
Yeah.
And it's coming out to sea, and it's still warm.
Cool.
And we turn it up and drink a little bit. And people tell me, you know, it comes through there and it cools it.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about, that copper pipe and stuff.
Yes. All I ever had just come out warm, just fresh and warm.
Yes, sir.
And all you need to do is age it about a... It all needs aging, don't it?
That's right. I forgot how long it took to age it. But the man I used to drive a tractor with was named Robert Clinton. He's the best watermelon grew around anything there in the county.
Yeah.
And, he'd go from one end of his watermelon field, I'd notice him, you know. He had a 5-gallon jug on this end, he had a 5-gallon jug on this end, and he drunk that stuff, that all kept him living. He was sick, old man. And he bought 3 brand new tractors. He bought a brand new Oliver, a brand new Big M farm oil, and he bought a brand new Chevrolet truck, and he bought a second-handed Ford truck, and another old tractor he had there, I forgot the name of that old thing. But anyway, he had all of that. And he used to rent his tractor to Mr. Shan and them to do work with. When he wasn't using them. And that man had a steel right there in his yard, had an old house built under the ground. And one day that thing caught a fire.
Oh, yeah.
Down under there, that thing caught a fire.
And it was hot.
But let me tell you, that thing went up all them bales and stuff he had down under there.
Mm.
He had a house made under the edge of the ground, and he'd go down under there. I mean, he'd check that and lock it. Nobody couldn't tell that house was there.
Yeah.
And he run moonshine right there for years.
Yeah.
Stay right across the road from where I stay.
Yeah.
And he run moonshine for years. They finally caught him and gave him a little time, and he got out and run it that much worse.
They didn't cure him.
No.
Well, is he still around?
He did, no.
Oh, that's too bad.
He died 2 years or 3 years ago. His name was Robert Clinton.
Robert Clinton.
He used to farm with Mr. Billy Brown.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mr. Randolph Brown. He was Mr. Billy Brown's daddy. Billy was a big man, because his daddy was old, and Billy would take care of him, Billy Brown.
Yeah.
That's who he used to farm with. Yeah. Then Christian and Carter, he used to farm with them.